decades ago. To her, the memories were all equally vivid. She was perhaps not bureau material anymore, but Mitch Rapp had been on the phone to her before she'd finished cleaning out her desk. Coleman had to admit that he'd been a little irritated when a woman who reminded him of his mother showed up at his company's nondescript door to thank him not only for the job, but for the generous mental health benefits. As usual, though, Rapp had been right. Beebe was worth her considerable weight in gold. Coleman glanced at a second screen that displayed a satellite image of Istanbul with a single blue dot representing Beebe's position. It suddenly took a hard left and started down a set of stairs toward the waterfront.
"Okay, Joe, she's turned east and we're going to lose her. Can we close in?"
"Old lady gets around," Maslick said, grudging respect audible beneath his irritation at having to wade back into city traffic. Coleman smiled as they pulled away from the curb. His men were all former special forces, primarily SEALs, Delta, and Recon Marines. With the right set of support hose, though, it was possible that Beebe could run them all into the ground. He wedged a foot against his state-of-the-art electronics to keep them from shifting as the van struggled up a rain-slickened hill. On the main monitor, Beebe's camera swept briefly across the man they were following. He wasn't much to look at. 5'8", a slight Asian tilt to his features, and a mediocre suit.